Listen up. Visit FreeCovertKnife.com. Get your knife free. Just pay shipping and handling. It's a $29.95 value. FreeCovertKnife.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Front page of InfoWars.com. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the corporate states of America, to the plutocracy for which it stands, one nation under debt, easily divisible with congressmen and justice for all. We got open phones. I'm going to break down two chilling videos. UFC star tased, arrested after asking cops for ID. We also have Texas cops jail woman for walking without a license. I'm not kidding. And that ties into this story. Black man who tortured, executed two white teens, makes Black Lives Matter speech at sentencing. I'll do that after I've gone to a couple banks of calls in this hour, and I've got a bunch of special reports I need to be getting to as well. Matt in New Jersey, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Alex.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to talk about 9/11 quickly. I know this is, you know, not in the news as of today.
Hey, it's wide open phones, brother. It's whatever you want to cover.
All right, well, I mean, I live in northeast New Jersey. I live literally 5 minutes away from Lower Manhattan. And my father was in Midtown, and my uncle was in Midtown on that day. So this is not, you know, removed from my life at all. This was literally in my life. My father and my uncle were both in the city at the time. Now,
I guess you preface that, because usually the comeback line against anybody questioning the official story is, were you there? Did you lose anybody? Then shut up. Yeah, I lost my freedom as a response to this, and I'm going to expose it. Go ahead.
Okay, so you know that there are multiple smoking guns, considering the fraud of 9/11. Webster Tarpley has been on your show exposing, I don't know how many different drills he identified that day that went live. It's absolutely amazing to me as somebody who actually experienced this firsthand, and it was scary as hell. This was a terrifying thing for me, and I obviously was a lot younger, but an absolutely terrifying thing. And to know that people can go through their lives without thinking about this day, every single day of their life is amazing to me, because every single day I think about 9/11. It completely changed my life, completely changed America, and it's amazing to me that 9/11 truth hasn't gotten off the floor more than it has. It's unbelievable to me.
Well, sure. I hear you, and I appreciate your call. It's great points, Matt. I'm going to talk to the end of the break, come back and come to Stefan and Kevin and Harry and Regina and others. And taking nothing away from Tarpley, he wrote Synthetic Terror. 9/11 Synthetic Terror. It's an excellent book. Great analysis. But I don't want to say Webster Tarpley identified drills. I had guests on who I would then have cover things over and over again, hundreds of times. But he's not the source of that. The source is USA Today, Associated Press, Reuters. For those that are new listeners, it's not that some researcher said that. The Pentagon, the CIA had drills of jets being flown into the exact same targets that day, 2 months before, and a year before. Dick Cheney had an order signed to take the power of the Pentagon and NORAD to shoot down errant aircraft. He took it away a month and a half before, gave it back a week after, so he could order the stand down that day. And we've had Panetta, the head of the Transportation Commission, Norman Panetta, come out and say that four times. We played the video clips from Congress, and he was asked later to clarify. We've had Senator Graham come out and say there was a stand down, and that the Saudis were basically quarterbacking the operation, but that NORAD stood down. So it doesn't mean there aren't terrorists. It doesn't mean there aren't attacks. But inside the government, there was a stand down to let that take place. And we confirmed this. It later even came out. The Air National Guard refused to stand down on Flight 93 and shot the thing down. And it came out in the air traffic tapes that they put two AIM-9, that's Sidewinder missiles, into the aircraft. And it was going to the Capitol. Can you imagine the tyranny we'd be under if the Capitol was completely destroyed that day? So this was an internal coup d'etat working with Saudi Arabia, as usual, to overthrow.
Average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, we'll break down the latest from the globalist confab at Davos as they announce global carbon taxes, world government, an internet takeover, and more. Yesterday on the nightly news, Joe Biggs put out a report basically saying that the Japanese beheading ISIS clip was fake, analyzing it. That's now been confirmed out of Fox News. Experts say ISIS ransom clip faked as deadline for Japanese hostages passes. Facebook, death threat against activists doesn't violate community standards, but Facebook will suppress posts users find offensive to their religion. That's right. They're going to let ISIS recruit, but they're going to censor your free speech. In France, if you criticize gays, you'll be arrested, basically. But Charlie Hebdo can do whatever it wants. It's all about stirring up trouble and selectively allowing free speech. We'll break down my take on the dead king in Saudi Arabia, what that means. They're calling it a worst-case scenario, Yemen chaos. As that government collapses, Saudi king's death poses new challenges for U.S. I'm going to take calls, though, to the bottom of the hour. Then I'll continue with calls into the third hour, but I want to get into this breakdown video. UFC star tased, arrested after asking cops for ID. Now, I can show you video clips that are online of police doing a great job, but those don't get any attention. And I can show you clips of police doing absolutely horrible things all day long, and that will go viral. But I'm going to show this clip and break it down because it shows both sides of it, both sides fearing each other. And within this clip, within this story, you really understand what's happening. So it's my wish to not have a civil war. It's my wish to bring people together. It's my wish for folks to understand the larger social engineering manipulation that is admittedly afoot so that we can transcend this and not be chumps. Whether you're a guy pulled over with your wife and child by the police or whether you're the police themselves. So I got pulled over by the state police once by this male and female state troopers. I was going like 5 miles over the speed limit, driving to the beach. And when they came over, they were bugging their eyes out and going, is that child, that's, are these kids buckled in correctly and bugging their eyes out? I was like, what are you bugging your eyes out at me for? You're really acting aggressive and weird. Do I match some description? And they got all upset and wrote me a ticket. I mean, you've got some mentally ill people out there that are police officers. But you've got mentally ill people everywhere. But I'm talking about how the system wants to exacerbate this coming up. Because you could look at this and see both sides of it. The UFC guy doesn't pull over for 3 miles, wants to get to a lighted place, which they say do. There's all these fake cops out there. Then he wants to see their IDs. They get real aggressive and won't. They taser him. And it's all on video. His wife shoots it, and they charge him with assaulting him. And that's where the cops go from it being, you can see both positions, to the cops being very bad people. That they just think by default, you made me taser you. You argued with me for about 2 seconds. And so I'm not just going to taser you to make me in the right. I'm going to try to put you in jail. Oh, and I'm going to bring CPS in and try to take your kid away, saying you endangered a child. That's where you're going to get disrespected. That's where you're going to end up being seen as the enemy. And that's why so many people then begin to see the police as a predatory force. And this is all part of the plan. So I'm going to break that down at the bottom of the hour. Stefan in New York, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? Oh, man, I wish I wasn't at work right now because it's always such an honor to talk to you. Because to be honest, guys like you, you guys are heaven sent because of how successful you really brought the show. I mean, don't get me wrong, you're always telling people, it's not me who's the only one out there. But, fortunately, you've driven it to a point where you have the millions of views you do. So I hate to compliment you because I know you don't like it because then you feel, there's a lot of responsibility.
Well, no, brother, it's just that everybody does it, and the show's not about me getting complimented all day. We're all in a battle together trying to take the hill back from the enemy, and so we can all pat each other on the back. Basically, to quote Pulp Fiction, the wolf says, hey, let's not start celebrating yet. Let's get the job done here.
I know exactly what quote you're talking about. That's
yeah, funny. I don't say it.
I won. That was good. But I have a few questions for you. First, I want you to go. First, just give me a quick yes or no answer. The thumbprint on the iPhone. I feel like we're all sending our thumbprints to NSA.
Yeah, no, I told people 20 years ago they would phase it in, and then it would be voluntary, then it'll be mandatory, and they're going to get rid of cash and track everything you do and control everything you do and shut down any underground economies and then raise taxes and regulations selectively with the total computer algorithm systems to bankrupt everyone that's not a globalist corporation. Then they'll make you waive all your rights to have a job or be on welfare, and then we're total slaves under a technocracy plan to phase in population reduction and final extermination.
Right, and how thick is it? Because at first, people used to think you're crazy for talking about it, but now it's just so thick.
That's why we had to say it when people thought it was 1984, and that'll never happen, so that we'd have credibility once it happened.
So that's why I didn't mind
being attacked by CNN and MSNBC and basically everybody else on the planet. He says there's going to be brain chips, and he says you'll face scan to buy and sell, and he says blimps are looking at your heat resonance signature, and he says there's cancer viruses in the vaccines, and he says GMO sterilizes you. It was all public already. It was only in research papers, not for public distribution. We had to decompartmentalize ahead of the rollout, because if you only criticize once the rollout happens, the sheeple make excuses. But they can't mentally trump when you warn them in an earlier phase of the matrix when they're not supposed to understand what's coming later. Go ahead.
And you know what? I'm glad you held it together because you were just waiting for it to reach the surface. So now, obviously, it's getting closer to the surface. See, if you were weak, you would have been like, all right, you know what? Maybe I am freaking crazy. And you would have let the comments kind of get...
Except I was reading stuff written by the top scientist. I mean, I knew I was right because it was public. I knew it was right because my dad was the top of his class and one of the top scorers in Texas, and they called him into a room and said, we're setting up a planetary world government of eugenics, and we're getting the top people. We'd like you to join us.
Now,
I mean, this is real, folks.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Go ahead.
And I'm always very curious about, like, these people who always approach, you know, whether it's the Justin Biebers or it's the people who approach people like your father. What organization do they typically belong to? I mean, I always picture some guy with sunglasses and a suit saying, hey, listen, this is how it's going to go. This is the direction the wind's going to blow. So if you want to, you know, stay famous and keep the name, then this is how it works. Or if you want to, you know, if you're a scientist, and a lot of the times, because it's funny, I try explaining this to people, and they're like, wait, you mean like Rockefeller and all these guys, they're geniuses? They're really thinking of all these solutions? I'm like, no, they just have the money to buy the genius brain.
And they developed systems that were developed back in Rome and just built on to manage and control populations, absolutely. You ask how do they control people, they do it 100 different ways plus. Napoleon famously wrote, to paraphrase, that the most gallant men will give up their lives and throw themselves onto swords and spears and run into cannon fire for small little pieces of metal and ribbon. He basically rolled out, not just giving commendations to whole squads like the Romans would do. They have awards to different cohorts and different groups of 100 under a centurion. They began to hand out medals to individuals. So that's a form of a prestige. Most people just get into power structure because they're yes men and will follow whatever they're told. So they're compartmentalized. They're not needed to be given the full paradigm. If you want to know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say you can see the ones that are controlled, right? They always come in the most weaselly looking ways, like Gruber. Just these weaselly type kinds of people. You can tell who's the heroes and who's just someone under someone else's thumb, and you see the faces like Ruby. You listen to the voices.
Well,
like,
sure. I mean, if you're conscious, certainly there's discernment. That's part of it. But listen, I appreciate your call. Let me try to answer your question. It's a very good question. You could have a PhD degree in all the facets of controlling populations and social engineering, the different layers of it. But I've talked to a bunch of top rock stars, top hip hop people, a lot of it on record. Major movie stars on record, and I've experienced it. I mean, a lot of it is Mark Cuban, who owns hockey teams and basketball teams, decides to put loose change out in movie theaters, 1,000 screens. The White House called him and emailed him, and that went public in the New York Times a year later, after I told people what happened. And they said, we're going to put you in prison. He said, well, come on, it's the First Amendment. They said, listen, we're going to indict you for insider trading, which you clearly didn't do. It was some small amount, like Martha Stewart. And even when he dropped the film and backed off, they still went after him and indicted him. And he beat them once, so they came after him again. He's still fighting them today. And I'm not at liberty to say the other stuff they did to him. But let me tell you, if you're worth $4 or $5 billion and you're a smart guy like Mark Cuban, they come after you. And they have weird rules because the fact that he sold out to Yahoo, and they see that as the establishment, the fact that he's so rich, he's part of the club, they just consider him open game, fair game. The fact that I've never worked with the system or taken money from them, it's like I'm metaphysically outside of their realm and I'm protected to a certain extent. So you ask a question that's so complex. I mean, here's another example. Chris Carter and the crew of X-Files got approached by the CIA a year before 9/11, and they said, we want you to make a show about hijacked jets flown to the World Trade Center to create martial law and attack Afghanistan. It's really the government doing it during a drill where they use anti-terror drill to make the computers lock down, and they release gas on the plane and then blame it on Al-Qaeda. And they said, why? And they just said, do it. And a lot of their themes were from the CIA. And it's a metaphysical rule that by them putting it out, they gained more, and I don't believe this, they believe it, interdimensional power, and it gave their real event more favor that it would then be successful.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. AncientDefense.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
That's what the Davos Switzerland crew of globalists are saying. It's like Bilderberg, but a public meeting, openly announcing world government, Panopticon surveillance, gamed economies, the end of the family, just a hellish vision. But humanity never stands up until things get really dark. The problem is the globalists are very good at creeping around and doing things by stealth, and that's our biggest problem. Next segment, I'm going to break down as best I can, because I was on the elliptical this morning and I just watched this video earlier and I was upset about it and I didn't know how to approach it. And I was thinking about all the different angles. And then it became so clear to me. I'm going to try to summon that thought process back and try to see if I can communicate it coming up in the next segment. Then we'll go back to the calls. But right now, Kevin in West Virginia, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I was wondering if I'm sure you've heard of the CNO Canal over here in West Virginia, the Chesapeake and Ohio Canal.
Yes.
They are starting to make legislation where they're going to start charging people to get on the canal or on the towpath. My question then is this another way of them land grabbing, or is this another way for them to put armed DNR people?
It's everything. It's Agenda 21, where all the waterways are being declared federal, even though they were built by the states or counties or cities. In the case of your famous canal that was used before they had highways, and they're just seizing them. The Red River, they're announcing hundreds of thousands of acres on both sides that are owned by private people. They're just, the feds are just seizing it under piratical edict, and because it's not the feds. This is happening all over the world, where it's a very good question. I'm glad you raised this, where they're announcing buffer zone on each side of any creek or river or waterway. Now they're announcing, as you've heard, puddles on property are wetlands, and so regulatory fines are coming in. And then take Austin, Texas, that is implementing all of this. It's a model. It's a municipalized city in a UN sub-treaty agreement. We have a sister city in Japan, and the UN actually calls the shots more than the feds here in Austin, and that's all public. It's just the general public isn't aware of it. And they're now announcing they're going to start charging for all the boat dock ramps to put your boat in and out on Lake Travis or in Austin, Lake Austin, which is really just the Colorado River dammed. And they're going to start charging you to swim in any lakes or anything. This is all being phased in right now. And the TV news, I saw KXAN had the headline, to raise money. The city is flooded with money. Just ultra rich with huge property taxes and everything. And it's all about you don't get to use any of the public lands. You're going to pay for it. So they can festoon more. I mean, here I am saying I don't want to bash police. But I was out on Lake Austin with my buddy Shane Steiner last year with my kids and his kids. And there was hardly anybody out there. I played hooky skip one day. We were out there wakeboarding and surfing, wake surfing. I wasn't. I always hurt my back when I do it. He was doing it. And my kids were doing it. And here comes these guys in bulletproof vests, and they were pulling over boats and pulling over kayaks and really getting in people's faces. And they started pulling up to us, bugging their eyes out behind us. And I just bugged my eyes back, started laughing at them, and they laughed and pulled off. But, I mean, it's just that's not how a peace officer acts. So it almost makes you not want to go on the lake, you know, that you get treated like such trash. But, again, the Austin PD doesn't act imperious like that. On average, so it's kind of an oasis. There are some problems. But like Arne Cervantes said, at least our police don't shoot on unarmed people on a routine basis in the back. And then he got criticized by police unions saying, what do you mean? Well, I mean, come on. You see these cop videos, it's scary. And sure, it's a minority that's doing it, but it's being protected. But I'm ranting. Go ahead.
I just don't quite understand. I mean, I guess I get...
slave, you're not just going to go, you know, scan your driver's license and go pay a bunch of money for a license to go fish. You're going to pay on top of that, and you're going to register your kayak, and you're going to get harassed. Go ahead, sorry.
I mean, it's just, you know, I'm 30 years old, and I've never had to pay to go on a canal. And like you said, I kayak and I fish. I mean, there's not a lot of stuff for a visually impaired.
Oh, they're now making you buy registration to kayak, and they're now making you in many states pay a registration filing fee to have a surfboard. And soon there'll be a registration to wipe your ass. Excuse me. Excuse me, God, forgive me. I'm just going to get so mad. I'm trying to be calm today. This isn't freedom. And see, we're getting mad about it and just blaming the cops. We need to blame ourselves and the legislatures and the systems. And then when we're done with them, we can blame the cops. But they're the last group in the culpability stream. They at least have to go out and enforce all this unconstitutional crud, and they should be upset about it. And you should be upset, and you are, and God bless you, and I salute you. That's why I don't want to hear you thank me. I want to thank you for caring and not being these zombies out here. I want to thank our affiliates for caring about freedom and having Wavos to carry this broadcast. This is about having a spine.
We're
people.
On the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah.
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., we're here live. Weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Find listings and more details at InfoWars.com/show or PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm going to continue with Harry and Jay and Regina. Regina's actually up next. Kelly and Ron. We're going to get to all of you after I really try to communicate to the police and the public out there. I see some comments on InfoWars.com and on our YouTube videos that say, what's going on with this site? Are you schizophrenic, Alex? You got articles about good cops and good things they're doing. You got articles about bad cops and bad things they're doing. I see comments like, all right, pigs, you're going to get it. Pretty soon you're going to start dying. And Jones needs to quit brown-nosing the police. And then I see cops on there going, I'm a police officer, and I back what this officer did. That guy should have followed that order immediately. And you just see how we're being manipulated. It's a very complex issue, but this at its base is what's happening. We do have a usurped federal government taken over by foreign interests. It is occupied by the classical definition. We're going into global government. And the average yuppie goes, so what? That's a natural pattern. Look at Star Trek. There's a global government. Yeah, you've been pre-programmed with television and media that that's where it's going. It's a bad world government. We had a world government federation where people voted and opted in to make decisions and the countries agreed and didn't violate their sovereignty on joint projects and things like space bases, underwater bases, railroads, you know, bullet trains. Sure. Aid projects, but that's not what it is. The global government's run by social Darwinists. In their words, guys, give me the definition of a social Darwinist. I want to put that up on screen. These are bad people. So I oppose its agenda. I don't care how flowery or how great it sounds because I know what their end game is, and I've seen what they do with captured populations, and it ain't pretty. When they got somebody under their will, it's over. Social Darwinism is a modern name given to various theories of society that emerged in the United Kingdom, the United States, and Western Europe in the 1870s, and which are claimed to have applied biological concepts of nature, selection, and survival of the fittest to sociology and politics. In short, it's eugenics, or it's, I got a right to kill you because I'm in charge. I got a right to poison you and dumb you down to make you more manageable because I was in that position to begin with. But I'm going to tell you I'm trying to help you. See, I wouldn't have a problem with them being honest and saying they're taking over. I'd fight them. If they admitted it and warned everybody and it was a fair fight. Many such views stress competition between individuals and laissez-faire capitalism, while others motivated ideas of eugenics, racism, imperialism, fascism, Nazism, the struggle between natural or racial groups. Yeah, the Nazi angle of it took over and didn't want competition. Early on, it said, let's have competition, and then that'll decide who's successful, but then they just got rid of that entirely. So there are some truths to eugenics, at least as its base rolled out. But there's the public pop eugenics, of we just want to make the races better, and then there's the real eugenics that it's social engineering. So that said, the public knows there's a great evil brewing. Even if you're in the fog of GMO and fluoride and aspartame and MSG and television and spectator-induced neurons where people are unable to act or take action or even engage in self-preservation because of their learned helplessness, mass Stockholm syndrome, normalcy bias. Those are all key words, folks. Look them up if you're a new listener. They count on that normalcy bias all day long, and they count on your fear mechanism in a mass Stockholm syndrome to believe you don't have power and that you couldn't oppose something so you roll over. Which, when you roll over, your body starts to die. They have studies. Literally, your neurons start falling apart. Literally, your cells start dividing faster. You just give up. You give up. Because you're genetically not meant to operate if you've given up. I'm not giving up. Because at least my spirit and my soul, this energy, is going to go on. Even if the globalists successfully take over and get most of their plans through, humanity will rise again. I know that in my gut, and I know it spiritually, and this is the great challenge. And out of this ultimate challenge, can we decipher the enemy program? Can we defeat it? Can we rise above it? If we can do that with love and passion, but with the will to violently oppose tyrants, and by violently, I mean violently with words and deed and physically in defense. Best part of American Sniper, something I heard growing up from my grandfathers. That's an old Texas speech, or I just know I was given it by both grandfathers. Where the dad's sitting there talking to Chris Collin, his brother, and saying, you know, the guy was beating up your brother today at school. Good job. You took him on. And you got wolves out there that want to feed on innocent people. And if I ever catch you doing that, I'm going to, you know, beat the daylights out of you. But the sheep, when violence comes to their door, just roll over to the wolves. We're not sheep, we're sheepdogs. And that's absolutely what it's all about. But they've taken the sheepdog instinct, and really they're trying to turn police into wolves right now. Because a sheepdog is really just a domesticated wolf, beefed up with long hair so it can take more bites, and big jaws to crush wolves. And it's really easy to flip a switch with training and turn a sheepdog into a wolf, because they're very close. That's why love and hate really are so close. Indifference is the opposite of love. Indifference is the opposite of love. See, when you're indifferent about the world, you don't love yourself, you don't love anybody. When you're not in the game, you've given up. And God's going to give up on you. You think you have power giving up? No, you have weakness giving up. Just like if you go on a Mars mission, and your body's going to fall apart because there's no G-forces. Well, that sounds fun. I just lay on my back the whole time. No, you fall apart, your heart falls apart, your body falls apart. You age 20 years in 1 year on a mission to Mars because you don't have any gravity. And being lazy, watching TV all day, watching SportsCenter, not caring, going along with the system. Spiritually, there's no G-forces. You're falling apart. There's an old saying that pain is weakness leaving the body. Well, you need to go through some social pain. You need to not, until the point of, I could care less if national television says I'm behind the Boston bombing with no evidence, or the media comes out with huge lies, or I get set up or even imprisoned, because it doesn't matter. My soul was pointed at, in the right direction. That's what matters. And deep down, I'm satisfied. The fear is gone. I'm now in the presence of God. As dirty as I am and as rags are on my body, I now am in the spirit of the creator of the universe, and nothing they can do to me hurts me, because and now I realize the whole goal was to keep me from ever realizing that, and to keep you from realizing that and gaining that true salvation. They want your soul, ladies and gentlemen. That's real. As Revelation says, the high priest of the earth, the sorcerers of the New World Order, the sorcerers of the Antichrist, it depends on which Bible version you read, trafficked in the souls of men. They trafficked in the souls of men, and they ran around continually inventing new forms of evil. Nobody's getting my soul but the one that made it. You want to know how to defeat the New World Order? Just hit your knees tonight and just say, even if you're an atheist, whoever you are, just see what it does. Just say, God of the universe, show yourself to me. Change me. I know I'm weak. Make me better. Give me discernment. Fill me with your spirit. Give me the understanding I need to transcend this flesh and the virus of the devil. That's what it is. Evil is a virus of malfunctioning twistedness. And Lord knows, folks, I'm not on some high horse. I've got an evil streak in me that the most evil people envy. Do you understand that? Evil sees in me everything they want to be, because they would then use that. And you've got that in you as too. Look, good people are tougher, meaner, more vicious, and more base evil than the greatest of the enemy. But you sit there and don't believe you have power and won't turn yourself over to God, so you're not even in the game. Doesn't mean you're not going to make mistakes. Doesn't mean that you've got all the answers. It just means you got your soul pointed in the right direction and you love God, you love justice, you love the innocent, you love seeing people be successful when they did it by hard work. You're not an envious piece of garbage. And that you got a big heart. That's what God wants. Because God's got a big heart. And he told King David, you've got a heart like mine. Because you're made in the image of the Creator. We are many-me's, ladies and gentlemen. You need to understand that. You need to understand how big that is. That we're made in the image of the entity that made this planet. And the enemy knows that and now wants to be God with all this technology and all this garbage. And I said I'd talk about the police. What I'm getting at here is the police have been militarized, put into a state of fear of the public, The public has been put into a state of fear of the system and knows it's illegitimate. And the interface they see is the police, who are tasked to carry out the system, much of their duties legitimate. And part of the old republic, much of their duties illegitimate. And so as they go into this militarized Fallujah-style training to, quote, keep them safe, that will create more fear, where a UFC fighter gets pulled over by the police. He's got his flashers on because his car's got problems. The cops were probably running his plates, going to try to pull over and help him. He's paranoid because he's got a warrior instinct that hasn't developed. He sees all the bad stuff cops are doing on TV. He feels threatened with his wife and daughter, with his newborn that clicks his... I mean, when I first had a kid, the first 6 months or so, I was ready to fight anybody. It's a genetic thing. So it's this UFC guy all honed. The cops are behind him. He's got a baby that's about a month old. He's all jacked up with that adrenaline. He pulls into the gas station, gets out. They're little cops. He's this big guy. He walks over and says, I want a CID. That gets them all scared. They taser him, and then they go further and say he assaulted them. And you see the two cops on tape when the supervisor shows up, kind of going, oh, I didn't get it on tape. The squad car video wasn't on when he assaulted me. Well, guess what? The woman's got the video. He didn't assault you. And right there when you did that, you went from being somebody who was just scared and could have been more manly and said, hey, back off, chief. We're just seeing we need help. Stop acting like a jerk. And that UFC guy was going, oh, I'm sorry. Because, see, he's with his wife and kid. He's scared. He's been programmed by the media to fear you, just like you've been programmed to fear him, like two morons being manipulated by George Soros and the New World Order, acting like fools. Instead, though, you went to the next level, and then you framed him, and you went from being somebody who was scared, from somebody else who was scared, so he bowed up to you, to now committing the act of false witness, which is one of the greatest crimes you can commit, to try to now take this guy's kid from him, file charges of basically neglect of a child, that he did this in the presence of a child, when he did nothing, but say, give me some identification. So you tasered him because you've got to be in control of the situation, and now the cops are going to defend you because they're all circled the wagons. They're told civil war and economic collapse is coming, because it's been engineered. They're not told that. And so we now are supposed to, in a laboratory event, give the police the resistance to finally commit them to seeing us as the enemy, and the journey towards the globalist takeover is complete. They can then start the civil war, wipe out much of the police and military and the patriot movement, and then bring in the next wave of social engineers and psyops as the solution to getting the electricity back on and accepting the new global government. Now, they might run this next year or 10 years from now, but they're beta testing this program right now. And the fact that we're revealing it could stop them if people just understood that this is what's going on. So I have zero desire to sit here and play this whole video report that you can see unedited at InfoWars.com. Video UFC star tased, arrested for asking cops for ID. And when citizens start killing cops, cops will start killing more citizens and vice versa. And it'll become an us against them, citizen against cop situation. And you'll end up having police and citizens that have the same mindset. Here's the article at InfoWars.com. Black man who tortured, executed two white teens makes Black Lives Matter speech at sentencing. Did the hands up, don't shoot, Black Lives Matter shtick when the family said, we forgive you for killing our sons, who were dumb enough to try to go into town to buy some drugs. You took them in the field with his buddy and tortured him to death because they were white. And in his mind, it's okay because the media hyped him up that cops and whites are killing black men. And so he's going to go now randomly kill two white people. This is exactly as stupid as the whole bandwagon that the police are all devils, or the police bandwagon that if someone asks you a question or says, hey, give me an ID, that you couldn't say, okay, fine, I'll give you an ID. Because a real man isn't scared to de-escalate things and isn't scared to let somebody 10 feet away act a little tough in front of them if you haven't pulled them over and they don't have some big criminal record. You can see the cops are freaked out after they've tasered him. Now they've got to cover it up so they don't get in trouble. See, that's where you committed the crime. And I bet money, if you'd apologize to that guy, he'd apologize back to you. There wouldn't have been a lawsuit out of it, and then you'd have grown to the next level. But even if there was a lawsuit out of it, and even if you end up losing your job, which you probably wouldn't have, you would feel better about yourself and have taken a step in the right direction instead of the public all saying it's the cops' fault and the cops saying it's all the public's fault when we're all in this together, all being attacked by the globalists. It's very simple. And it's horrifying to see people all over the internet. I mean, the anti-police hatred in this country has been whipped up and whipped up. It's across the board. It's growing. And it's not going to reform the police. Reaching out to the police, educating them, standing up to bad cops, but from a position of justice, not of hatred. And supporting good police as a role model is what's going to fix things. And then we can turn things around, because as I've said, I studied it. The police are one of the easiest to wake up groups out there. They already are concerned. They're freaked out. They understand there's a manipulation going on, and if you just reach out to most of them with the data, they will absolutely wake up instead of being manipulated.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's the best way to keep a secret from somebody? Well, you give them something that they want so bad that they don't care what you're hiding.
The year is 2007, and 20% of the state of California is employed in real estate.
We live in a capitalistic nation of kings and prey upon the greed of the selfish pawns.
Based on a true story.
We created the American dream, where everybody could qualify for one of these loans.
Americons. In select theaters, January 23rd.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
I'll be back this Sunday in studio live, 4 to 6 p.m. David Knight did a great job last week. He sits in here and there because I like hearing him myself. I tune in when he's on. He just gets better and better. He's such a great mind. We've got one of his special reports coming up in the next hour. It's very powerful. from last night's Nightly News. I'll go to Harry and Regina and everybody else as soon as we start the next hour. We're only going to play a minute of this. The full Fox 2 out of Detroit newscast is on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the featured news area. And the families forgive this guy for torturing and killing with his accomplice their two sons for no reason, but they were white. And then he says, hey, Black Lives Matter at the end, and I'm sorry for the blacks killed, like Brown and others. I mean, it's just crazy. And it shows the position of dumbing down the system wants us to get into. When we're all just human beings, and it is the new world order that is destroying our future and attacking us. Let's go ahead and go to that clip.
And I will carry that with me for the rest of my life here on Earth.
The mothers of the teens expressing the deep, devastating pain and loss left behind. Yet when Young had his chance to apologize to the families, he did nothing of the sort.
I'd like to say sorry to the families of Ayanna Jones, Michael Brown, Eric Gardner, and I want to apologize to them for not being able to get justice for their loved ones who was murdered in cold blood. And in respect for the peaceful protest, I want to say hands up, don't shoot. Black Lives Matter. That's it, Your Honor.
People in the courtroom react in disbelief, but still, the message from the families of Jacob Kudla and Jordan Bavish, one of forgiveness.
In the end, knowing who Jordan was, I believe he would want me to offer forgiveness. Although I know I may struggle with that endeavor for the rest of my life, it would be what Jordan would want. On behalf of Jordan and myself, I will pray for forgiveness for both of you.
And no matter what sentence the court imposes today, these defendants will have to answer to God. God's got this. Thank you for letting me speak.
Their two sons were trying to buy marijuana. Two little goofy marijuana guys look like nice little guys. But I don't say this to put the moms down. I'm sorry for their loss, but for everybody listening, mothers and fathers need to tell their kids that, hey, if you're going to get into drugs, don't go to the worst ghetto to get them. Just the ignorance of white trendies is mind-boggling. But I guess I was dumb. I would go into South Dallas to buy liquor when I was like 15, 16. I'd ride along with friends, to have a party when parents were out of town or whatever, and have the cheerleaders over. And we would go to the foreign-owned, usually Pakistani or whatever stores, and they'd sell us Jack Daniels and stuff. Or we'd get whatever was cheapest, Everclear and like Milwaukee's Best. I guess I got in fights a few times. I'd start fighting when people came over and tried to rob me. And my parents didn't know about it, so I guess you can't really blame the parents. Kids are just so stupid. So I can't even criticize these guys. I was just as dumb as they were. I just wasn't buying marijuana. Whew. But the issue is, this is the same thing. It's okay for you to torture two yuppie trendies to death who didn't do anything to you and probably have white guilt because they're white. It's just, or you shoot two cops in the head because they deserve it because they're cops. But this is not the direction to go. Or the Klan goes out and kills some black people because, black people killed some whites. This is civil war, folks. This is what George Soros wants. Briefly, till the end of the month, we got free shipping on the water filtration systems. Now's the time to start purifying your water. Don't procrastinate. That's what the glyphosates and the fluoride's hitting you. ProPure G2 systems blow away all the competition. Promo code WATER gets you 10% off. And if you add to that just when you check out, it's free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got other great water filtration systems as well. InfoWarsStore.com. And by shopping with us for your nutraceuticals, you name it, at InfoWarsLife.com, you fund our whole operation. We've got Ancient Defense, Herbal Immune Defense, 25% off. It is selling out. I want to thank you all for your support. Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 100-million-year-old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.